Welcome to the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise podcast. Physical and financial wellness tips for a happier you.
All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. This is our podcast on wellness. My name is Scott Fisher. I am your host, and I am with Enza Financial. Today, we have a guest speaker. Her name is Jessica Harklaw. Jessica is with Hylent, which is a firm that we are in a relationship with to do a little business back and forth. We are very encouraged by the things that Hylent is doing, and especially the fact that they actually have somebody in the position that Jessica is in. Jessica is a health strategist in the employee benefits division of Hylent, and so she's actually here today to talk to us about mental well-being. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So just a little background, Jessica and I were just talking. We have a little bit of kindred spirit here. We both are runners, and Jessica was just sharing she had a minor incident just before our recording of this today. Glad to hear that you're still okay, but minor scrapes and bruises, I guess, right?
Yes, very, very minor. I'm doing fine. It was just funny. I'm like, oh no, it would be today. Yeah, it's very minor, no broken bones.
So a little bit of physical pain, but good for the mental well-being, right? I guess.
Exactly. That is so important. I'm glad you touched on it. Want to also make the link, right? So we talk a lot about, you know, financial wellness in the podcast that you do, but if you are not financially healthy, if you're not, you know, physically healthy, if you have a lot of ailments, it takes a toll on your mental health and your mental well-being. So you're right. Going out and going for a run is my way to reduce stress, and it helps me to maintain my mental health. Maybe today in my fall, I was a little stressed out, but typically, it releases endorphins and I feel great. And it's a great way for me to maintain that mental stability.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. And that's exactly why I do it as well. So I'm right there with you. So we talked briefly about, you know, our podcast recording today, and you had suggested the topic that mental well-being is an important topic. And I know it's timely because we're still in this COVID mess that we've, you know, been in for a while now. And it certainly seems to be causing concerns with people's mental well-being to some degree. And gosh, if it's not a single day anymore that I don't turn on the news and see some kind of crazy thing going on in the news that seems that it might be mental health related, it's unfortunate. And so I think this is very timely, and I appreciate the you bringing up the topic to us. And also you mentioned that May is National Mental Health Awareness Month. So perhaps also timely in that regard as well.
Right.
So open it up for us a little bit in what exactly mental health is and what it means to people.
Sure. Yeah. So mental health and mental well-being basically is just how you are feeling, right? In the mental health spectrum is something that I wanted to touch on, because everyone has mental health. Okay, if you think about this, you can be thriving one day, you can be feeling great, you can be going to work and functioning and thriving and doing your day-to-day activities. And then you can, you know, the next day start to feel overwhelmed. You can start to feel like you can't keep up. Maybe it's stress caused by children. It's stress caused by COVID, which again, we are seeing a lot of. There's reports out there by the CDC that saying anxiety and depression have increased. To your point, Scott, about, you know, what we're seeing in the news every day about the increase in stress and anxiety and the need for support, not only with adults, but with, you know, children and teens as well. The National Institute of Health also put out a study on the impact of children and teens. And so, you know, what it means to have mental health and mental well-being is, you know, how are you doing? How are you functioning? How are you dealing with, you know, what's being thrown at you from day to day? Again, you could be thriving and you could be able to handle what's going on in your life. Or maybe you've had a trauma. Maybe something has happened in your life and you've gone into a depression. Or maybe you have anxiety based on the stressors in your life and you can no longer function like you normally do. So maybe you're snapping at your kids, you're snapping at your husband. You don't have the ability to, just step back and see that, you know, that shirt that's sitting on the table really isn't that big a deal. All of a sudden, that shirt that's sitting on the table is a big argument between you and your spouse, right? So that's, you know, the spectrum of mental health. And, you know, at what point in time during, you know, in that spectrum, should you seek help? And what should you be looking for? And what should you do to get that help and what resources are available?
Yeah. So that's, again, I agree with you. This is extremely timely, just with what's going on in the world today. And so, I mean, that just touches, you know, hits a trigger point for even for me. So there's, you know, times where I just realize that I'm much more agitated than I normally would be. And for people that know me, that they realize, you know, that they would find it hard to believe that I even get agitated, you know, right? But yeah. I tell people I have a long fuse, but a big boom, right? And that is, everybody gets to that point at some point where it's, right. You've hit that little bit of a triggering point. And so I try to make sure I'm aware of it when that actually happens, but sometimes right. It catches up to you before you're even, you know, thinking about it. So,
right. So
in a related forum, I mean, what other areas or types of mental health types of things can you share that people might not be, you know, thinking about as far as that truly is like a mental health awareness type of situation?
So you're asking in terms of, you know, what should you be looking for that you may not even be aware of in within yourself?
Yeah, I mean, any type of situations that you've come across in the past that you could share.
Yes. So I would say, you know, you could be functioning great, right? And then you find yourself withdrawing. Okay. So you're withdrawing from family, withdrawing from friends. You are no longer finding happiness in the things you used to find happiness in. You're no longer feeling like you want to participate. You're no longer feeling happy in general. You maybe don't want to get out of bed in the morning, right? So maybe perhaps, and again, you would need to go to a clinician to get diagnosed as, you know, depressed or having anxiety. But, you know, typically, you know, somebody who cannot get out of bed in the morning and that cannot function or maybe calls into work and says, you know, I'm not feeling well today, but they go back into bed and put the covers over their head. That could be a sign of depression. These are things that, again, you know, you may not see it. You know, me and you, Scott, we may not see this from someone, right? They may hide this. You may have somebody who's, functioning, but really is struggling with depression.
Yeah.
We may not necessarily know that, but that individual knows that they're having these feelings. But there is something called mental health first aid that's available, mental health first aid training, which is actually training that I'm going through to try to help to see these signs and symptoms that individuals are exhibiting so that we can say, you know, I'm noticing that you're withdrawing. I'm noticing that you are snapping. I'm noticing that you haven't been yourself lately. And, you know, is there something I can do to help you? So I would say, you know, the withdrawing, not being able to focus. So typically if you're somebody who is really well focused, if you're somebody who's able to make decisions very easily and you find yourself being undecisive, you had made a good point. Like if you, you know, on a regular basis are having a short fuse, every once in a while that does happen, right? But if you find yourself on a regular basis, just snapping at everyone, you're angry, you're frustrated constantly, you're living in this state of agitation. These are things that, you know, maybe you have, you know, some other, mental health disorders going on. Maybe you are anxious. Maybe you do have anxiety. Maybe you should talk to a clinician. Maybe you should talk to your primary care physician. Maybe you should reach out to your EAP, right? Your employee assistance program that hopefully your employer has in place for you. So these are things to look for.
Yeah. Well, so that those all seem to ring true. I know so many stories of people that may have signs of that, but just don't want to go seek any help for it, which is unfortunate. I've seen just personally, I've seen divorce happen through what was most likely, you know, because of mental health issues. And, you know, so many things that this can definitely definitely impact. Do you have any stories along that line?
I sure do. Yeah. So I am going to tell you my personal story because I think that we have to try to reduce the stigma around mental health. And the only way to reduce that stigma is to talk about it, right? And it kind of, again, goes back to the mental health spectrum and that we all have mental health. And, you know, once I tell you my story, I think you'll understand a little bit more. So 5 years ago, I got married. It'll be 5 years ago in September. Great, exciting time in my life, right? I was a newlywed. Things were going great. And I remember very vividly standing in my kitchen in my house. I was looking at wedding photos, actually, because I was going to be making a photo album for my parents and my in-laws. And I got a phone call. And it's the phone call that you never want to get as a child. And it was my brother who was, on the other line, hysterical. He had been at the Browns game with my dad. And they had the time of their life that day. And when they got to the parking lot, my dad collapsed. Oh, and wow. Yeah. And basically sick to my stomach, we run over and get my mom and my sister-in-law, and my sister is driving up from Columbus. We get to the hospital and they tell us, you know, his brain was without oxygen for a long period of time. And it was likely that he wasn't going to make it again. You know, you're like, what is going on? Right. We did have time with him at the hospital, but he died on Thanksgiving.
Oh boy.
And yeah, so then you've got, you know, this trauma. Okay, so I went from this excitement to, in September to November, trauma. And then my husband and I, we were really wanting to have children, and very exciting, in January found out I was pregnant. So that was amazing. So I went from, you know, excitement, trauma, excitement, and I threw everything that I had into, you know, taking care of my baby. And we had like just minor hiccups during the pregnancy, nothing bad. And I gave birth to a happy baby, happy, healthy baby girl in September of the following year. And then it was the year of my father's anniversary on Thanksgiving, right? Mm-hmm. And then a month later, my grandmother, who I was very close to, was diagnosed with cancer and died a week later. So it was like this whole, I can't even explain it, right? It was excitement and then tragedy, excitement, tragedy. And it was just so much. And I honestly, like, I couldn't handle it. I wasn't able to kind of sort through all my feelings. I was still grieving the loss of my dad. I was grieving the loss of my grandmother. I was a new mom. Was there a little bit of postpartum depression in there? I don't know. But what I realized early on was that I couldn't cope with what I was feeling on my own, and I needed to get help. Yeah. So I reached out to a counselor, and she helped me to navigate what I was feeling. Like, it's okay to be sad. It was okay to be happy too, though. It was okay that I was excited about my new baby, you know? I didn't have to just be sad all the time. So it was, I had all these feelings that I just didn't know how to navigate. And I did go to counseling, and I learned how to, you know, look at things more positively instead of looking at things negatively. And so I think, you know, my story is, you know, tragedy, excitement, tragedy, but it doesn't have to be that way for everyone. It could just be you're overwhelmed at times. You've got a lot of things going on in your life. You have a lot of things that are being asked of you, maybe at work. You have a ton of things going on, and you know, you're in a position where everybody's looking to you and you're overwhelmed and you're stressed out, and you come to a point where you just don't know what to do anymore. And that could be the point when you say, I need help, right?
Yeah.
And so that's, I think, regardless of where you are, I hope you can relate to that story and know that it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to say, I need help, because I will tell you, I am an individual that thinks I can do it on my own. I'm going to take care of it. I got this. Right. And that's my personality. And for me to actually admit that I couldn't do it on my own was very difficult. And so I understand where people are coming from, but it's also, you're a very strong person if you can admit that you need that too. Absolutely. It doesn't mean you're weak, you know?
Yep. Well, so, wow, that was powerful. Many horrible things in there, but so people can, I'm sure a lot of people can understand that and relate to that. Some people may have had it even worse. And so Those are situations, I suppose, that really require you to take a step back and think about, am I actually able to deal with this? Am I coping, or how is this working? You know, I don't have that type of story. I'm sorry to hear about your dad and the things your grandmother. But I do know that when I was, people that listen to the podcast know that I talk often about the financial difficulties I had during the financial crisis in 2008. And, you know, financial matters can tend to be very, very stressful. And you know what stress does to a person. And so there were times where I would step back and say, how am I even functioning right now? You know, feel like I'm trying to hold up the entire world, you know, on my shoulders, and I don't even know how it's possible. And I mean, it's just times like that where you really have to think about it. And maybe it's not just times like that. It's probably any given moment for any given situation where you just have to take thoughts. So,
yep. No, and you're right. And I totally agree with you, because finances are such a major stressor for any individual. And so it doesn't have to be, you know, the loss of a loved one or, you know, a tragedy. And, you know, even in my case, it was very, I had some very exciting moments too. And for some people, those very exciting moments can be very overwhelming too, right? And so sometimes you just need some help in, you know, navigating that. You know, like navigating those feelings. Like, I'm very excited and I have this new baby and, you know, what do I do? I'm feeling overwhelmed, right? And so while it's exciting, it can be overwhelming. So,
right. Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about, we kind of touched on it already, but about COVID-19 and how that can relate to, you know, the mental health, what's going on the news, what's going on in the world, just crazy times right now. And I even think about, you know, I shared with you that I've got a 6 month old now, you know, a new son that's just, you know, starting to pay attention to the world. And I don't mean, you know, news or anything like that, but just outside of, you know, the four walls of our house, you know. And so I think about what he's going to endure in this world in the future, and all the stressors that are out there. But COVID certainly is a big one. So do you have anything to talk about with what's happening from COVID related to mental health?
Yeah. So what we do know is the increase in depression and anxiety, right? And the need for additional resources. So the pandemic, what I will also say is this, right? So while the pandemic has been very difficult on everyone, there's been, you know, this feeling of isolation, right? We haven't been able to see our loved ones. We haven't been able to maybe hug our grandparents, or for some, you know, hug our parents, right? For some of us, or, you know, for our kids, they weren't able to go to school. Maybe they were that at home, or daycares were closed. There were so many different things going on. So it impacted us, obviously, our mental health, and anxiety and depression rates have increased. There's no doubt about that. So with that, you know, when you think about, you know, COVID-19 and the need for additional resources, I'm also going to say that that's not necessarily a bad thing. And you're going to say, well, what? You know, the need for additional resources. The reason I say that is because I think that now people are becoming more aware. Right? People are becoming more aware of the need for mental health resources. I think people are starting to maybe talk about it a little bit more. We are seeing it in the news more than we ever have. Mm-hmm. And they are talking about it more. The pandemic has brought this to light. This is something that we've always known. I mean, 1 in 5 individuals have a mental health disorder, right? So these are stats that we've known, but nobody wanted to talk about. And so I feel like the pandemic has brought this to light, and hopefully we're going to start to see more resources continue to come out of this and see more. I'm hopeful in my position that we start to see more employers, you know, take action and, you know, provide more resources to their employees, or even individuals starting to take more ownership of their mental health. Here's something that I think is important for people to think about. You know, we will go to a doctor if you have a sore throat, and you will say, "Doc, my throat hurts." And can you help my throat feel better? And they give you some medication, you're on your way. Why can't we talk to our, you know, primary care physicians and our providers? Hey, you know what? You know, I'm struggling, you know, I'm just not feeling that great mentally. Can you help me? Why can't we get to where we take care of our minds like we take care of our physical body? Right. And I'm hoping that the pandemic is bringing that more to light. So while the pandemic obviously has taken a toll on our mental health, and we're seeing those increases in anxiety and depression and so many of the different studies by the CDC and again, the National Institute of Health, but that we're also going to see more resources.
Well, that's an interesting take on it. And so, and I bet you anything, you're absolutely right. And so you were leading into kind of, you know, why we can't do, you know, we don't have the same open dialogue about mental health as we do about our physical health, which, you know, really is the stigma, right, around mental health. Knowing that your role, you know, in an employee benefits firm, what do you see or what would you expect? What do you think can happen? What do you think employers can do and us as individuals to reduce that stigma and to make it okay to talk about? You know, your mental awareness.
Yeah, no, there is, there are so many different resources that are available, but I think the first thing to do is to talk about it. And I'll just go back even a few years. I mean, if you brought in the employee assistance program provider to talk about mental health, nobody was coming to the lunchroom to listen to that, right? It was like, no, I don't want anybody to see me here because that means I have a problem. Well, you don't have a problem. It's just you want to hear what resources are available to you. You know, making these available just like you do your, you know, medical, right? Making this just as available to you as your health insurance. And obviously, there are providers within your health insurance that do assist with counseling, right? So you have counselors that take medical insurance when it comes to counseling. So that's, of course, one of the resources. But there are stigma-free toolkits by the National Alliance of Mental Illness, which is NAMI, and they provide a toolkit, and it's a stigma-free toolkit. There's also another, and that's free again, The Right Direction. Is another free resource, and these are for employers. This one's really geared towards depression, but again, it's to reduce that stigma. It's getting the information out there about depression. It's having the conversation. The other thing that I would mention from an employer standpoint is, and I did mention a little bit before, was mental health first aid training is available out there. It's something that you might start to hear more about. And, you know, training your managers. If you train your managers to know what signs and symptoms to look for and to how to have a conversation and how to listen without being judgmental, I think that that's important because then employees feel more, you know, empowered to come and have that conversation because employees right now don't want to come to their employer and say, I need help, right? They don't want to look like, and I think sometimes people are afraid it's going to be seen as a weakness. So, you know, there's that mental health first aid training, resilience training for employees. We did that at Highland where we had a resilience trainer come in. And with resilience training, it's teaching employees how to be more resilient, right? So you're having these feelings. And one of the things that I took away from the resilience training was that how to respond to a situation, not to react. So how, you know, they teach you how to think in these situations. They're teaching you how to step back, maybe starting your day with meditation if you're somebody who meditates. But resilience training is kind of a different way of looking at stress management in a way, because we always talk about stress, but, you know, looking at how can we be more resilient? So that's another way that employers, and then of course, you know, putting in employee assistant programs. And if you as an individual are not aware of, you know, an employee assistance program, there's usually counseling sessions that are free to the employee. So you would want to ask your employer about that. Do we have an EAP? And how many sessions, how many counseling sessions are available to me? Is it available to my family? And maybe the employer would be willing to offer additional counseling sessions at no cost to the employee. So from an employer perspective, there's so many, you know, different things that you can put in place. There's an online platform called BetterHelp. I'm very familiar with, and I mention it because of that. that is a great counseling platform virtually. So for some people who don't want to leave their home, that's available. I have so many different resources from an individual perspective.
Yeah.
And I know that you are going to provide a list of resources for individuals, but I think that the two that I really want to point out, and that way they are stated, is the crisis text line.
Okay.
So you would text HOME to 741-741, or the National Suicide Crisis Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255, or dial 988. And there is going to be a resources page that is going to be listed on the ENZA Financial website for individuals to go. There's the National Alliance on Mental Illness. There are so many, the Substance Abuse Support Helpline. There are just so many different resources. So I could go on and on.
Yeah.
About resources.
Yeah. Well, so that, you made the best point there is, right? And that is for listeners that want to get more information, then you can go to the ENZA Financial website, and that will have a link there for resources for individuals. That is provided by Jessica. And so we'll also have Jessica's information on there as well, so that you'll know how to reach her, but we'll also mention how to do that at the end of the podcast here. So that was a tremendous amount of information, Jessica. So we've actually learned a lot, and it would kind of were across the spectrum, as you put it, right? So,
yep.
Which we started with the mental health spectrum, and really, I mean, the idea there was to understand if you are in need, right?
Yep.
Or what it would be to realize that you could be one of the people that actually need it. And it's not like it's, the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest that we all think about when we think about mental health. It's really more like just being healthy mentally. So we want everybody to be healthy mentally, just like we want them to be healthy physically and financially as part of our podcast here. So this is a very, very strong and timely concepts that we're talking about today. So far, so good. So we also talked about, the fact that COVID-19 has a lot to do with it. So also timely, and people should be thinking about that. This maybe you need to step back and make sure that, you are healthy. We talked about the stigma a couple of times, and that it really shouldn't exist, because we're not really suggesting, or the idea of mental health is not people are sick. It's that they could be healthier,
right,
potentially. And so that stigma needs to go away, and people do need to be healthy in as far as mental goes as well. And then you went through a laundry list of resources that were available. And again, people don't have to write it down, because it will be available on the website, a resources page based on all of Jessica's resources that are available. And so also, if you want to reach out to Jessica, so her best way to reach her is just through her email. And it's jessica.harklaw@highland.com. And so do you want to spell that out, Jessica?
Sure. It's Jessica, and it's spelled J-E-S-S-I-C-A .harklaw, which is H-A-R-K-L-A-U @ Highland, which is HYLANT.com. So Jessica.harklaw@highland.com.
Great. So as we talked about, everybody gets asked this question. Nobody escapes without the recipe question. So so as a guest, do you happen to have a recipe that you would like to share with our listeners that you would consider healthy and something that you would find of value to everyone?
I do. So I recently was given this recipe by a dietitian. Her name is Nicole Ryan, and I do have to give her the accolade for this recipe, because she gave this to me and I love it. And you may think it sounds kind of gross, but I tell you, you got to give it a try. And the reason that it is healthy is because you're getting your carbohydrates, you're getting your proteins, and then you're getting your veggies. So here goes. It is 2 pieces of bread with a serving of cottage cheese and slices of cucumbers with some seasoning on top. It's awesome. I love it. You may think it sounds disgusting. It's fantastic. You gotta try it.
Well, I didn't share this with you, but that sounds like my cup of tea. There's no doubt about it. for a quick snack and try to avoid all the refined sugars that are out there in this world today. That sounds perfect. And I'm an absolute huge fan of cottage cheese as well. So definitely something that I would try. It sounds almost like a great pre-workout snack even.
Yep. Or breakfast. Yep.
Or breakfast, right? Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we'll put that on the website as well. And post Jessica's recipe. Jessica, we really appreciate you joining us today. Your information was fantastic. And I hope that you'd be happy or at least think about joining us in the future for additional podcasts.
Yeah, no, I would love to come back. And thank you all for having me. This was fantastic. And, you know, if there's anything that I could say at the very end of this, it's just, it's okay to ask for help. Don't feel that you're weak. You're strong. And let's reduce that stigma. And again, it's okay to ask for help. So I'm here. If you need some resources, I'm happy to connect you. And yeah, that's it.
Great. Well, so that was perfect. And until next time, thanks, everyone. Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see
you. Thank you for listening to the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise podcast. If you'd like more information, please visit our website at enzafinancial.com. That's ENZA financial.com. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.